This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're speaking with Maestro George Stoluto and Irish soprano Naomi Louisa O'Connell. They're here to tell us more about the Peoria Symphony Orchestra's upcoming concert entitled Great Cities, Rome. George and Naomi, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, George, you have put together a truly delicious program of some very well-known pieces and some kind of hidden gems that kind of paint these beautiful pictures of the city of Rome. Take us through the program a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you said it was delicious because anything Italian should be related to food. So it's a good way to start out. Well, of course, we have the Mendelssohn Italian Symphony, which is written after or around his vacation in Italy. And so what's fun about that symphony is that literally all of the musical ideas in it are directly inspired from Italy, and not just like he made them up, but there are versions of dances that he heard and songs that he heard, and even in one movement, almost a kind of chant-like effect in the strings. And so it's a really wonderful kind of set of postcards from Italy through Mendelssohn's experience, if you will. And then the final piece on the program is, of course, the Respighi Pines of Rome, which is runs all the way through the different places in Rome. Again, it's a kind of a part of a trilogy that he did, the Pines of Rome, the Fountains of Rome, and Roman festivals. So this takes care of the pines. And so you hear children playing at the Villa Borghese, and you hear the ghostly march of the Roman legions along the Appian Way. And there's even one of them, which takes place in the Janiculum, and it features recordings of birds from Italy in the performance. There's actually an electronic recording of this, which was certainly avant-garde for Respighi, but we've decided to take it a little farther avant-garde, and so we're going to also interject some bird species from around Illinois into the performance. And well, then, of course, we have the Martucci Songs of Remembrance, or Songs of Memories, I believe, Canzoni dei Ricordi. And that is a lovely piece of music written in the late 19th century, very romantic in style. But I believe it only had its American debut a couple years ago with the Chicago Symphony and Riccardo Muti. It's one of his favorite pieces. And Muti loves to promote Italian music that's maybe a little off the beaten path, but certainly masterful. And Martucci was part of a movement, actually the head of a movement in Italy, to try to reestablish the instrumental prowess and instrumental tradition of Italy as opposed to the well-known tradition it had for opera in the late 19th century.
Now, I will confess that Giuseppe Martucci is a composer of whom I was sort of aware when you announced the program, but I certainly didn't know that piece. And Naomi, apparently this was also somewhat new to you when the idea was first pitched.
Yeah, I didn't know him from Adam, absolutely, yeah. We were in Brazil doing the Jeremiah Symphony together, and George said to me, "Do you know this piece of music?" And so I went home and I YouTubed it. Hadn't ever heard it before, and it's glorious. It's gorgeous to sing. It's so lush. Really, really beautiful stuff.
Now, it's a song cycle.
Sequence. 7 songs altogether.
As you've had a chance to spend some time with it and get to know it from the inside, what are your impressions, your takeaways of it?
I think what I find most interesting is that the voice of this person, the character singing it, is so in love and obsessed with this memory that it will not let go of them. Yeah, it just tears her back every time. And it's reflected in the natural world around her. She's in the forest. I'm saying she. It could have been, of course, from a man's perspective. However, I'm going to look at it from mine, right? So you're in the woods at some points. You're watching boats go across. And everything is tainted with this memory of something that's sort of intangible. And there's an ethereal nature in the quality of the music that comes across. And it's lovely. I cannot wait to do it, I have to say.
So, Naomi, tell us more about how you first met George and different times that you've worked together.
Well, the only time we've worked together was on this another fantastic piece of music, the Bernstein Jeremiah Symphony in Brazil. We had a great time. So that was a good time.
Yes, yeah. It was a good time in Sao Paulo. And we actually kind of missed each other at mm-hmm. Juilliard because I think we were in the same
artist diploma class. Yeah.
But you had to take a year off.
Right, I went to London.
You were in London, mm-hmm. and so we never kind of cross each other. So it was literally what happened was when I got the opportunity to conduct in Brazil, and they wanted me to do the Jeremiah Symphony, and I was like looking at the piece and going, "Oh my gosh!" And it's a huge, huge part and very dramatic. So I called a friend of mine, Margot Garrett at Juilliard. She's one of the vocal coaches there, and she suggested I try to get hold of Naomi. So it all worked
out. And
I'm
forever grateful to her, I have to say.
George, you're in the unique position as a conductor and artistic director where you get to devise the programming, tell the story, figure out the story that you want to tell. But particularly with the Martucci, this is a piece that's not often done. How satisfying is it for you as a musician and a conductor to share this with the community and beyond?
Well, it's great to bring this kind of gem to people's attention. And, you know, oftentimes you can think, oh, this is a great piece and I love this piece, and then nobody knows it and then you start to get nervous. But then when you find out that somebody like Riccardo Muti also thinks it's a great piece, then you kind of settle down. You go, okay, good, we'll go forward with it. So it's a great opportunity for people to hear something actually sandwiched on either side by two well-known pieces about Italy. With something that will come right out of the romantic Italian tradition that they'll just go, how come I've never heard this piece before?
Is there anything that either of you would want the audience to know about the piece, to set it up? Or do you think that it's you know, that it presents its own case and doesn't need a calling card?
I think they will have translations. So to read the poems before you go in might be helpful because Italian can feel, if you don't speak it, like, I mean, and I don't, I have to look at it and, you know, research, do all of the work. It can feel a little bit like a wash over you, which is fine. If you want to enjoy it that way, that is also fine. But because there is text attached to it, just have a little read of it in the 10 minutes while you're waiting for the lights to go down. That's what I would recommend.
Speaking of washing over, I remember when we got to Brazil and we were in a beautiful hall, the Sala Sao Paulo, which was formerly their Beaux-Arts train station that they converted into a concert hall. So it's just gorgeous. And I remember the people affiliated with the organization were saying, oh, you know, we're a little worried because, you know, this hall is so big and, you know, the singer we're worried about. And then Naomi just kind of let loose on the first entrance. And there were no problems anymore. So you're in for a double treat when you hear her singing this piece because of her wonderful voice, and the piece together is going to be a special treat.
Now, Naomi, the Peoria Symphony Orchestra had you in Peoria about a month ago in preparation for this concert, and they kept you quite busy with a number of community engagement events. And I know that this is very important to you.
It is indeed.
Tell us a little bit about your passion and enthusiasm for arts education and just getting more people aware of the tradition of opera.
Oh, I think it's one of the most special moments of that week was when I went into the Mossville Elementary School and I was with their pre-K class and we did a little mini singing lesson. I mean, all just very, you know, basic games about raising the soft palate in ways that, you know, you don't really know what you're doing. You're lip trilling by pretending to be a motorbike, all sorts of things. And then I said, do you want to hear a little bit of opera? And it wasn't really planned. I sang the first line of an aria from Verdi's Macbeth, which is actually what I sang in London that time. And they were just shocked at first. And, you know, a couple of them covered their ears, of course, because it's so loud and you're right there. And then one of them shouted, do it again. And my heart just melted. I mean, to be there for somebody's first experience of that is very special. And I mean, like I was saying to you earlier, I'm very black and white about it. I believe it is the right of every single child to have music in their education. And there's no excuse for not having that. Simple as. So we will make it happen. Whatever way that we can, we will do it. And if I'm a small part of that, that's good enough for me.
And that was just one of several activities that you were engaged in while you were in town.
I think you
also performed at a senior center you did a recital. And
yes, we recorded two recitals, one for children, musical discoveries program, and then we recorded a sound bites program, which is a recital that I have performed many times actually with my collaborator, Brent Funderburk, a pianist who came with me. We've worked together for 8 years, 8.5 years now, and he's one of the most fantastic musicians that I know. And so to record that finally for television was something very special for us.
We've been talking with George Stoluto, conductor of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra, and with soloist Naomi Louisa O'Connell. The PSO's next concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
A pleasure. Thank you.
And tonight at 7:30 p.m., Youth Music Illinois, formerly Central Illinois Youth Symphony, will be presenting its spring concert at the Illinois Central College Performing Arts Center in East Peoria. For more information, visit youthmusicillinois.org. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio on our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.